Blog Talk Radio.
Open your mouth, church, and begin to worship. Begin to honor him. Begin to bless him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, yes, Jesus, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Can you sing that tonight? Come on.
I sing praise to your name.
Oh.
Oh,
your voice and declare that tonight. I just want to praise you, Lord. See. Come on, sing. Lift my hands and say, all over the building.
Shake it, you both shut up. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever part of the country, whatever part of the globe you are in on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in him. Welcome to our services today here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord, to a place where we have come to lift up Jesus higher and higher and higher. I am Pastor Alfreda out of Philadelphia, Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. It is our pleasure to fellowship together in spirit and in truth, knowing that there is no distance in the spirit. Glory be to God. So you can be in one country and we are in another country. You're in one state, we're in another state, but we're all in the same place. And we are not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Glory be to God, because God is here in the midst. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. So we ask that you will make yourself comfortable. Amen. Separate yourself from all the distractions. Amen. Glory be to God. Have your Bibles ready. Amen. Glory be to God. Be ready to clap with us, dance with us, sing with us as we hear the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Coming to lift him up, anointing, asking God already. Amen. To anoint our ears to hear. Amen. Our eyes to see and our spirit to receive. Amen. If you enjoy the services today, you'll be able to pull up the replay on blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. Amen. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or visit our website. Amen. For additional information and continuation. And that website is www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen? Amen. All right, all right. We want to begin with, we have already begun the services. Amen. And so now we want to continue with our opening prayer on this morning, coming from our deaconess, Hattie Cooper, in Delaware. Amen. It is she who's going to come. Amen. And lead us to the throne of grace. Deaconess Cooper, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Great. Good afternoon, Pastor. Thank you for this opportunity. We just want to give God the glory and all the praise and all the honor for what he has done and what he's going to do. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What can separate us from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ? Nothing in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just ask you to look upon us, look upon our hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. If you see any sin, any iniquity inside of us, Father God, take it away, Father God. We do not want to be separate from you, Father. We want to be close to you each and every day that we live, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we just thank and praise you for everything, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Father. Father, so much to pray for today, Father God. All of the murdering and the killing, Father God. Father, we ask you to save our youth. Our youth, Father God. Our youth need a special prayer, special anointing upon their life. Father God, the 15-year-olds, the 14-year-olds, they walking around with guns, Father God. They think it's a joke. They have it on social media. Father God, how they just shoot people down. Lord God, help our youth, Father God. Father God, touch the hearts of the parents, Father God, to see where their children are, to see what their children are doing, to search their children's rooms. Father God, in the name of Jesus, to give their children some spiritual life, Father God. Oh, Father God, we lift the children up all over the world, all over the globe, every at that background, Father God. Father God, we lift up the body of Christ right now in the name of Jesus. And where the body of Christ is weak at, Father, make them strong, Father God. Father God, we need more soul winners out on the streets, Father God, in the name of Jesus, telling somebody about Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that Jesus is the way, that Jesus saved. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to bind up every evil spirit hinder your people, every evil force that try to hinder your people for its distraction, Father God, in the name of Jesus, depression, Father God, in the anxiety, Father God, anger, all of these things, Father God, unhappiness, unforgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we cry out to you now, Lord God. Father, help us, Father God. Show us the way if we don't know the way, Father God. Father God, help people to have an ear to hear what that said the Lord. Father God, when you send your people to the people, Father God, touch their hearts, send it to the people, Father God, with boldness and love and peace and joy and honor, honoring you, Father God, so that you can get the glory, Father God. You said one plant, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and one water, but you get the increase, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us all over the land, all over the world, every at the background, Lord God. Father, send your spirit all over the world, Lord God. Pour your spirit inside of the people, Lord God. Give them more love, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we need you right now, Lord. We call upon your silent son, Jesus' name, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, help us, strengthen us, be with us. Go before us, make our crooked road straight, Father God. Father, don't let us be extracted by this world, Lord God, because you're coming back soon. You're coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we call upon you now, Jesus. We call upon you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, draw in our hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Father, help us, Lord God, to go straight through the assignment that you have for us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, remember the sick people that's in the hospital, Father God, the people that's in hospice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. People just sick, Father God. By your stripes, we are healed. Lord God, help us, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you. Oh, Heavenly Father, Father, remember the coronavirus patients, Father God. Father God, bind it up, tie it up, send it back to the pit of hell which it came from. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, when you knock on the doors, let us hear you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost, bless the pastors all over the world, Father God, your missionaries, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, remember the lost souls all over the world, Father, even in our households, Lord God, having to cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, people inside our homes have depression and anxiety, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. But we ask a special, 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 special blessing upon our youth today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They're so confused. They don't know which way to go. Some of them don't have supervision. Some of them don't have food. Some of them don't have shelter. Some of them don't have clothes. Some on drugs, some on alcohol, Father. That's what they turn into, Father. We ask you to bind it up and tie it up in the name of Jesus Christ and send it back to the pits of hell which it came from, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, watch over our children that's back in school, back in colleges, Father God, even the ones that's back to work, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you for a great afternoon. We thank you for your beautiful sunshine. We thank you for life, health, and strength, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Father, remember the president, Lord God, and whatever situations that he has to make, Father God. Keep him focused. Keep him focused on you, Father. Don't let people look up to him as he's God, because you are God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, that died on the cross, Father. Then forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our iniquities, Lord God. And, Father God, whatever you have for us to do, Father God, let us be obedient to your word and deliver us out of whatever we end, Father God, so that we can have a closer walk with you. In the name of Jesus. Father, remember the people on the line that sick, their mothers, Cartier, Father God, Valerie, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Denise's mom, Father God. Remember the bereaved all over the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Mend the hearts of the broken heart. Mend the hearts of people, Father God, that lost loved ones, that still losing loved ones, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put everything in your hands, Lord God. You said that we can't do nothing without you. So we're going to trust you and believe you that all your promises is true and all your promises will come true, Father. Father, help us to keep our hands in your hands, not for us to leave you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, you are there waiting for us with open arms, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us be afraid, Father God. So, Father, we just want to thank you on this afternoon, Lord God, and we put everything in your hand, and we surrender, Father. Touch our hearts, our soul, our body, our minds, and our spirits, Father God. You said draw nigh to thee, and you will draw nigh to us, Father God. And you said return back to you, and if we return back to you, you will return back to us, Father God. So, Father, we just thank you, Father God, bind Satan up right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, over anybody on this line that's sick, Father God, in the name of Jesus, confused, Father God, about anything, Father God. Father God, give them a financial blessing. Give them whatever they need, their heart so desire, according to your riches and glory in heaven, Father God. And we thank you and we praise you for this afternoon, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. May God be with you. May God keep you. May God smile upon your countenance in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Peace be unto you and your family. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And we ask all these things in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Satan, you are defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. We bind up every retaliation, every backlash, and every residue that try to come against God's people, because we more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. God bless you and your family. Peace, be still, and see the salvation of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Pastor. Everyone have a blessed and a safe afternoon in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We plead the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for prayer, the power of prayer, the worth of prayer, the value of prayer, the weight of prayer, hallelujah, the miracles of prayer, the manifestations of prayer. Amen and amen. Thank you again. Amen. Deaconess Cooper. Amen for prayer. Amen. The Lord will hear our prayer. Amen. When we pray unto him in spirit and in truth. God bless you, my sister. Amen. Our scripture coming on this morning, amen, is coming from the 139th division of Psalms 139. Amen. And I will, amen, give you a minute to find that if you're looking for that. Psalms 139 reads as thus, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. When I count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen, amen, amen. From this portion of scripture, amen, we are coming this morning, amen, with a subject that the Lord is a way maker. Amen. The Lord, amen, he is a way maker. Amen. So we are going to have another selection, and then after that, we will come and immediately, amen, hear what thus saith the Lord, amen, on this morning. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
And this song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right.
The recording has started.
Amen, 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 amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Give me 1 second. Wait a minute. All right. Give me 1 second. Thanks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We made it out. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Okay, that's not going to work either. All right. All right. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All right. Amen. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we want to give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory on this morning. Amen. And we thank God for the word of God that have already gone forth. Amen. And God's word, amen, is right all by itself. Amen. Glory be to God. And God's word will never, ever, ever return into him void. Amen. But it will always accomplish everything, amen, that the Lord, amen, has set for it to do. Amen. And we say thank you, Jesus. Amen. When we look in the word of God on this morning, amen, glory be to God, and we study God's history, beloved, amen, and God's nature, we will find out that our God, he is omnipotent, amen, he is omniscient, amen, and the Lord is omnipresent. Amen. When we look at the word omnipotent, it means that the Lord is all-powerful. Glory be to God. God has supreme power. This means that God can do what he wants to do. It means that he is not subject to physical limitations like man. Amen. And God is has power over the wind, the water, gravity, physics, etc. Amen. God's power is infinite. Amen. And it is limitless. Amen. The Lord is omniscient. Glory be to God. That means that God is all-knowing. Amen. He is all-knowing in the sense that he is aware of the past, the present, and the future. Nothing takes God by surprise. His knowledge is total. He knows all that there is to know, and he knows all that can be known. Amen. God is also omnipresent, meaning he is all-present. This term means that God is capable of being everywhere at the same time. It means that his divine presence encompasses the whole of the universe. There is no location where he does not inhabit. His omnipresence indicates that God is distinct from the universe, but he inhabits the entirety of it. He is everywhere at once. Oh, glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for his nature. When we read this morning in the book of Psalms 139, it is a good book, amen, for you to read and to meditate on and to study. And this particular book, Psalms 139, reveals to us the nature of our God. As a matter of fact, our brother David, as he wrote this particular Psalms, he also indicated, glory be to God, that it is high, amen, that we cannot attain it. Glory be to God. So we want to thank God, amen, for him being everywhere at the same time, amen, knowing, amen, everything, everybody. Glory be to God. And he has all power, omniscient, beloved. God knows everything, as David declares in verses 1 through 6 in that particular Psalms. He knows absolutely everything. David says to the Lord, you have searched me and you have known me. You discern my thoughts from afar. Beloved, to search, amen, glory be to God, is the word for to know, amen. And in the Hebrew, amen, its meaning is to understand, amen, to diffuse with knowledge, to have a complete understanding and to be acquainted with, to be very, very familiar with. Amen. So the David was telling the Lord here, amen, that God, you know me very, 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 you know me very, 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 very well. God knows what I am doing right now. God knows what I am thinking, and God knows what is ahead of me, and we want to thank God for that. Not only that, beloved, amen, and then with God being omnipresent, glory be to God, that God knows everything because he's everywhere. Glory be to God. David goes on to say, glory be to God, in that Psalms, beloved, he said, if I go up to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, in the depths, glory be to God, you are there. Glory be to God. He says, you know, when I soar to my highest, or if I sink to rock bottom, oh, you're still there. God is there. When I love someone, God is there. When I'm kind to someone, God is there, knowing that God is there when I am rejected. God is there because he comforts me. But when I am in sin, God is still there also. When I am tempted about the sin or in the midst of sin, God is there. I cannot assume that God is not aware, because God is always there. Oh, glory be to God. And the only thing I can do is to ask for his forgiveness. Glory be to God. God is everywhere. Beloved, I'm reminded, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, in the book of Jonah, amen. In the Old Testament, we read about brother Jonah. Glory be to God. And God knew Jonah, because God knows everything, and then God knows everybody. Glory be to God. And he knew Jonah. Glory be to God. And he had called Jonah, amen, to deliver a message for him. Glory be to God. No one else. He didn't call Michael. He didn't call Susie. Amen. But at that particular time, he called Jonah. Glory be to God. And Jonah was disobedient, but God knew it. Why? Because God knows everything. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that Jonah, amen, running from God, ran on a ship, beloved. Glory be to God. Trying to run from God. But what? God knew it. Why? Because God knows everything. And the Bible tells us that he got on the ship. He went to sleep. He was sleeping while everybody else was praying. Glory be to God. But God knew it. Why? Because God knows everything. Jonah did not even have a conscience. Amen. He was running from God and ran on the ship and went to sleep. But God knew it. Jonah had a problem. Yes, he did, because he was in disobedience at that particular time. But God knew it, because God knows everything. Sin caused him to be thrown overboard. When the men on the ship cast lots to find out, amen, where the problem is, why are we experiencing this turmoil, why are we experiencing the raging of the sea, it is trouble here, and somebody has brought this trouble on the ship. Glory be to God. And when they determined by the will of God that it was Jonah, amen, hallelujah, they threw Jonah overboard, which was exactly in the will of God, amen, because God knew it. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that Jonah, amen, was swallowed up by a big fish, a big, big, big fish, and he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Oh, yeah. And Jonah was in a bad situation. affliction. Yes, he was, but guess what? Because God knows everything, and because God is everywhere, God knew it. Oh, glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that after three long days and three long nights, Jonah's desperation turned to a cry. Hallelujah. He cried out to the Lord. Hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my prayer, beloved. And because God is omniscient, glory be to God, God already knows what has already happened. God knows all of what's happening right now, and God already knows all what the future holds. I said God already knew it. Oh, glory be to God. And we see here, amen, that through a series of events, Jonah's disobedience turned to obedience. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yeah, because God knew it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah. We want to bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we see Jonah in disobedience, and his obedience turned to obedience after those 3 days and three nights. Well, he wasn't the only one. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ himself, amen, after he died, after he took the last breath, after he commended, hallelujah, his spirit into the Lord, unto the Lord, the Bible says that he died. Glory be to God. Jesus, in his obedience, glory be to God, his situation, it looked bad, but it wasn't bad, but God knew it. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus had the Father's guarantee. Jesus had the Father's protection regarding his descent into the death world. But Jesus knew that his Father would bring him out again. Glory be to God, that his Father would bring him out again. Beloved, we see here, amen, Jonah, glory be to God, in his disobedience, but the Lord brought him out from the belly of the whale when he repented. Glory be to God. We see Jesus in his obedience, but the Lord brought him out from the mouth of death, beloved, in the Lord's perfect timing, according to God's perfect will. Beloved, we look throughout the book, glory be to God, hallelujah, and we see God's history, beloved, glory be to God. We see that God is omniscient. He's everywhere, glory be to God. Glory be to God, hallelujah. He knows everything. We see he's omnipresent. He is everywhere, glory be to God. And now we see at the display of his omnipotence. Glory be to God. We see here, amen, where he brought Jonah out, where it looks like he was in a death-dare situation. Hallelujah. After 3 days and three nights, the Bible says that Jonah was spit out of the mouth, of the belly, of the whale, to dry ground. We see after 3 days, Jesus came up out of the ground. Beloved, when we do our research, we'll find out that God brought Moses out. Glory be to God of the water. When his mother made that homemade basket and put Moses in the water to keep Moses from being slaughtered by Herod. But God brought Moses, drew him up out of the water. We see brother Abraham, glory be to God, when he was living in Haran, doing pretty good for himself. We see where God called Abram out from Haran. Glory be to God. We see our brother Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to compromise. And we see, hallelujah, that they was thrown into the fiery furnace. But God brought them out out of the fire. We see brother Daniel went down into the lion's den because he refused to compromise his faith. But we see where God brought Daniel out of another den. We see our brother Joseph sold into slavery as he was denied by his brothers because of envy. But we saw where God brought Joseph out of the dungeon. Glory be to God. And set him before palace. We see the story of the Israelites. Glory be to God. In bondage for 400 years. But we see where God by a mighty hand brought the Israelites out of Egypt. We said God, because he is omnipotent. We see Esther. Glory be to God in the midst of a conspiracy with the Jews. Glory be to God that Haman was going to take them all out. But God brought them out of the conspiracy. We see our sister Ruth. Glory be to God in Moab. Glory be to God, destitute and lonely. But God brought Ruth out of Moab. We see Jabez in a situation that was a little too tight, and he prayed unto God, and God brought Jabez out of his small territory and increased his territory. We see Solomon, when God brought him up out of a dream. We see Brother David, glory be to God, on the backside of the desert, tending sheep. Glory be to God, when Samuel got to his house and asked Jesse, asked him, where is this all the sons you got? We see when God brought David out of the backside of the desert. We see Jeremiah, glory be to God, when God brought him out of the potter's wheel. Glory be to God. We look at our sister Rahab, how God brought her up out of prostitution and put her name in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. We see Mary possessed with seven demons, but we see where God brought her out of her demon possession. We see where God brought Brother Paul out of prison when him and Silas was locked down for doing the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see throughout the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelations, that because God is omnipotent, hallelujah, he will exercise his power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His works are wonderful. Glory be to God. He made a way and he brought him out. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Beloved, Jonah was in sin. And when he repented, God brought him out. Jesus didn't have no sin. But it was just the perfect will of God to bring him out. I said, God will bring you out when you're wrong or you're right. I said, God will bring you out. Glory be to God. In his will, out of his will, because he's omnipresent. Glory be to God, he's omnipotent, and he is omnipotent. God knows everything, beloved. Glory be to God. I just come to tell you this morning, for a brief moment, that I don't care what situation you're in, I come to encourage you that God, he'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He'll bring you out of destruction. He'll bring you out of trouble. God will bring you out of the courtroom. He'll bring you out of brokenness. God will reach down and bring you out of grief. He'll bring you out of poverty. God will bring you out of lack. He'll bring you out of debt. He'll bring you out of sickness. He'll bring you out of COVID-19. He'll bring you out of perverseness. He'll bring you out of loneliness. He'll bring you out of oppression. God will bring you out of the pit of despair. He'll bring you out of the miry clay. God will bring you out of fear. He'll bring you out of your habits. He'll bring you out of drugs and nicotine, alcohol. He'll bring you out of smallness. He'll bring you out of your evictions. God will bring you up out of the craziness that you're in. He'll bring you out of the drama. He'll bring you up out of the streets. He'll bring you out of that one-room apartment. Glory be to God. I said, God will bring you out of sin. He will bring you out. Glory be to God. For where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Where sin increases, grace increases all the more. Beloved, hallelujah, I come to tell you this morning, hallelujah, that God knows you. He knew you before the foundation of the world. God knows everything there is to know about you. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what's on your heart. He knows where you've been. He knows where you are. He knows where you're going. He knows the situation that you're in. Glory be to God, because he's everywhere, and he knows everything. He knows what's on your heart. He knows if you're a sinner. He knows if you're righteous. He knows. Glory be to God. He knows the situation and the drama. Hallelujah. That unfortunate situation. He knows right now if you're in the belly of the whale. He knows right now. Hallelujah. If you're in a situation that looks like death. He brought Jesus out. He brought Jonah out. And God will bring you out too. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God's thoughts of us are precious. He thinks of us a lot, beloved. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Outnumbered by the grains of the sand, according to Psalms 139. Beloved, hallelujah. It is comforting to know that he is omnipotent. He has the power. And yet, his thoughts are always with us. Hallelujah. God has you on his mind. God has you on his mind. Hallelujah. Can't no power. Hallelujah. Stop him from getting to you. Can't no sword stop him from getting to you. Glory be to God. You might say it's already dead. Hallelujah. So was Jesus. Hallelujah. Can't nothing stop God from getting to you. You might say I'm shut down. Feel like I'm in the belly of the whale. Can't no whale or no person or no situation, no entity, no principality, nor death, nor life, nor height, nor depth. Keep God from getting to you. And God got the power. He don't need no backup. Hallelujah. He is the power. All power. All power belongeth to God. Beloved, God knows everything. God is everywhere. And God has all the power to do everything. Hallelujah. I just want to, hallelujah, ask you to welcome God. Why don't you welcome God this morning? Why don't you welcome him in your heart? Why don't you ask God to search you? Why don't you ask God to know your heart? That's what Jonah did. That's what Jonah did. Hallelujah. And when he did it, God did it. He said, if you confess your sins, hallelujah, God is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Oh, glory be to God. He said, when you confess your faults, hallelujah, God said he will forgive you and he will cleanse you. Hallelujah. He will restore you back into your rightful place. And I'm telling you, God is going to bring you out. Hallelujah. Faith acts like a thing is so, that it might be so, because God said so. I said, God is going to bring you out. And God's going to bring you out. Hallelujah. And you're just going to be just like the songwriter. As we just sang, I made it out. I made it out all right. I made it out. Looked like I was going to die, but I made it out. I thought I was going to faint, but I made it out. I thought I was going to lose it, but I made it out. Oh, glory be that. I thought everything was over, but I made it out. I thought I was going to go bankrupt, but I made it out. I thought COVID-19 was going to take me over, but I made it out. I thought my marriage was going down the drain, but I made it out. I said I made it out. I thought I was going to lose my praise, but I made it out. I made it out. I made it out. Why? Because God brought me out the same way Jesus bust the grave wide open on the third day. It's the same way God is going to make sure that you bust through your situation. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And the foundations are quake. Hallelujah. God will cause a trembling like he did with Paul and Silas. Hallelujah. When they was locked up in jail. Hallelujah. God caused an earthquake and brought him out. But beloved, I just come to tell you this morning that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Because he's going to bring you out. Matter of fact, beloved, when you start praising him, hallelujah, you're going to be out already. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. We say thank you for the word of God. We say thank you for the word of God. We say thank you for the word of God. Oh, Father God, thank you for bringing us out, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for bringing us out of this trouble. Yeah, we got ourselves in it, but you the one going to bring us out of it. Oh, God. Yes, we got ourselves in this situation, but you the one going to bring us out. Oh, God. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Some of us haven't done anything but the right thing, and we still in a bad situation. But, God, we want to say thank you for your omnipotence that's bringing us out, hallelujah, of this miry clay and setting our feet on a rock to stay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Oh, glory, glory. Oh, glory, glory. Okay, give me a second. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Thank God for the word of God on today. All right, give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second here. I'm working 3 machines at one time. All right, thank God for the word of God on today, beloved. The Lord is a way maker. Amen. All power belongs to God. Amen. How he is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. Hallelujah. Not only is God a way maker, but he is the way. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord. We pray that you have been blessed on today. Amen. By the preaching of God's word, because God's word is blessed already. Amen. Glory be to God. If you are a first-time visitor to our ministry, amen, we want to hear from you. Glory be to God. Please, please, please reach out to us. Amen. Let us know that you're there. Amen. If you have a prayer request, we have a prayer ministry where we meet 5 days a week, 6 days a week at our prayer altar. Amen. You can learn more about us at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a prayer altar. We have Bible study. We have spiritual warfare training. Amen. Glory be to God. Please, amen, come. We love to hear from you. We'll pray with you, pray for you. All of our contact information, our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Glory be to God. Please, amen, reach out to us. Amen. If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ into your heart today, amen, as your Lord and your Savior, amen. He said, if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, ye shall be saved. Just open your mouth this morning and ask God to save you. Father, I repent. I repent, Father. Glory be to God. I repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I repent for being a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. I open my heart. I invite him in to rule, to reign. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Use me for your glory. Use me for your honor. And thank you for saving my soul. Amen. Amen. It ain't deep. It's not deep, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. It just has to come from your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you do that, amen, you are saved. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. If you take your last breath today, amen, you'll go right to Jesus, right to paradise. Amen. Hallelujah. And for those of us who already know Jesus, amen, beloved, let's keep our slate clean. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's confess. Let's confess every day. Every day we have to confess at the sins of omission and commission. That's the things that we did that we shouldn't have done, and the things that we didn't do that we should have done. Amen. And so we bless God for being a way maker. Amen and amen and amen. All right. Glory be to God. We'd like to receive, amen, our offerings on today. Amen. If you'd like to sow into the soil of this ministry, we thank God for you. Amen. By helping us, amen, to continue to take the gospel, amen, around the globe. Right now, we are in 127 countries. Amen. And the Lord has blessed our ministries to expand over 35 million, amen, households. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for his omnipotence. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. Amen and amen. Several ways that you can sow. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461, that's in Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And let me see, our website, you can get right on the website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. The Lord says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. Shall men give into our bosoms. Amen. And so, beloved, whatever you do for somebody else, including the Lord, is what's returned to you. If you're looking to build a business, I encourage you to help somebody else build theirs. If you're looking, whatever you're looking to do, beloved, do it for somebody else and watch God do it for you. I just completed book number 7 last week, glory be to God. But you want to know how I got started, beloved, years ago? A mother in my church, she wanted to write a book of poetry. She was very, very, very gifted, but she didn't know nothing about putting it together. She came to me. I knew less than what she did. But I said, yes, Mother Chisholm, I will help you. And I went on my research and my research. I don't even think I had a computer, Google. I didn't even have all that. I just told her I would help her. And Erica said she would help. Erica came in, did the graphics. I came in and did the laying out of the book and all that. Beloved, got her book copyrighted, got her book on the market. And that was the beginning. And she went on to be with the Lord, and I'm sure her daughter is enjoying the royalties from that book. But because I helped Mother Chisholm when I didn't even know what I was doing, now God has blessed me with 7 books, beloved. And I know it's going to keep on. What you do for somebody else, beloved, what you do for somebody else, look for opportunity to be a blessing. Look for opportunities to assist. Because God says if you give, if that includes your money and everything else, if you give, God says it's going to be given back to you. Support other businesses and watch how out of nowhere people will support yours. Beloved. Look, Oprah know how it works. Degenerate and all those other people, Bill Gates, they know how it works. Why do you think they're always giving away cars and giving away houses and giving away money? Why do you think they give so much? Because there's a law of reciprocity that says you cannot be God-given. And the more you give, you don't go broke. The more you give, the more God gives to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Do men give to your bosom? God will touch the hearts of other people to give to you. He said, do men give to your bosom? Father God, we say thank you for the money received today. We say thank you for the service today. We say thank you for being a way maker. Thank you for bringing us out, Father God, because we was really, we was a little fearful, God. We thought this was it. We thought this was it. We thought this was it, Father God. Some of us have went and found our wills and our insurance policy and Father God and making all type of plans to do this and to do that because we really thought that this was it. We thought this was it, Father God. We thought this was the last inch of the way, the last mile of the way, Father. We thought it was over. But Jonah thought he was going to die, and he didn't. And Jesus was already dead, and you brought him out. Father God, we say thank you for making a way out of no way because of your omnipotence, all power. Man's extremity is your opportunity to work. All power belongeth to God. Thank you. Father, bless the money that will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom, tearing down the stronghold of sin. Return to the giver 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Anybody under the sound of my voice today, Father God, standing in the need of prayer, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you would remember them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you remember, Father, we've already prayed for Minister Denise's mother. We've already prayed for Sister Valerie Carte. Father God, you know the need. You already know, Father God, probably because you're everywhere at the same time. You already know. Nothing, it comes to a surprise to you. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. And the good news is you've already made a way because Jesus is the way. And we say thank you for it. Now, Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Give us a good afternoon, Father, that regardless of what we do, regardless of what we do today, Father, we'll have you on our mind. And regardless of what comes, Father, we will not fear the terror by day, the arrow by day, or the terror at night. We won't fear it because we know no matter what go down and what you allow us to experience, that you're going to bring us out. Oh, my God. You're going to bring us out of that entanglement. Whew, because you keep on making a way out of nowhere. Now that through him was able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, 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 and amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you again, Minister Hattie, for serving. Thank each and every one of you, amen, for participating in our service today. Amen, and we decree a blessing upon you and yours in the name of Jesus Christ because Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Beloved, you ain't got to wait to see it to give God some praise. Come on and give God some praise right now in the midst of your situation. And thank God, amen, for making a way out, amen, for you. Amen.
worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is
God bring you out in Jesus' name.